You can hear the Outdoor Magazine show on WHKB in Houghton. That's 102.3 FM. In Traverse City, WTCM, 580 AM. And in Caro, WKYO, 1360 AM. This segment of Outdoor Magazine brought to you by Duncan's Outdoor Shop in Bay City, with the only 200-yard indoor range open to the public in the country. For more info, duncansoutdoor.com. Also, Whitetail Select, the official food plot company of Outdoor Magazine. Learn more on the web at whitetailselect.com. Well, as I say, by the time you hear this show, it's June. Again, where does time fly? And June means a lot of things. Of course, the official kickoff of the summer season. It also means muskie season on Lake St. Clair. It's going to be open. Don Miller, one of the premier muskie charter captains on Lake St. Clair. His website, millers-sportfishing.com. And he joins us on the Outdoor Magazine phone line to get ready for that season. Don, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Mike. How about yourself?
Real well. Listen, now, as we are recording this show, you are actually in Midland. You are at a show displaying your carving. Tell me about that.
Well, I do decorative waterfowl carvings on a sideline up here, and there's the teaching classes here at the Midland County Fairgrounds, and I'm here to try to generate interest in a duck carving class next year here.
Well, you're a man who wears many hats, aren't you?
Yeah. People like me. The people like the ducks, so they asked me to come here, so I'm here.
Now, you're not carving working decoys. These are decorative, right?
These are decorative, yeah.
To carve working decoys these days would be a complete waste of time, I would think, wouldn't it? You can buy ones that are that'll do the job.
Yeah, I think you can buy the ones cheaper than you can make them and sell them for.
Yeah. Is this whole subculture of carving duck decoys, is that unique to the Great Lakes? Is that something we see around here that you don't see across the country?
I think we see more of it over here in the Great Lakes region than we do in the other parts of the country. It's popular along the way up in the northwest in Washington and Oregon, but it's not so much down. You get into the southwest and right down to the deep south in Texas. It's not that popular. Then you get back down into Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, where there's more marshes and flyways in the central flyway along the Mississippi. It's pretty popular.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense. It's going to be popular where there's waterfowl hunting.
Right.
Yeah. So, Don, as we are recording this show, you have not been out on the water yet, but you got to be getting excited.
I can't wait to hear the real scream off the back of my boat. That first one always sounds so sweet. You know, it's a lot of fun to hear that line taken off.
Now, do you have a feel for what a particular season is going to be like? Can you guys go out there and catch and release for these fish, or you just got to stay away from them until the season starts?
You can't catch or you can't target muskies before the season begins. It's not like bass fishing. Some conversations I've had with DNR in the area say that if people come and target the species before the season begins, they're in big trouble. So I wouldn't be betting in on that one too much. An accidental hookup should absolutely be released. If you were out bass fishing or walleye fishing, that stuff happens, but you have to put the fish back in the lake. You know?
So bass fishermen and walleye fishermen do catch muskies incidentally?
Incidentally, they will. Yes, they will.
That's got to open your eyes when you're on light tackle and not expecting a fish of that size.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, you get 6, 8, 10-pound test line, you get yourself 30, 35, 40 pounds in the end of that line. You're going to know about it real quick.
Because the gear you guys use, the tackle you guys use, is quite a bit heavier, isn't it?
It's quite a bit. It's almost overmatched for a lot of the bites we get out there. But, Mike, I'm going to have that 60 to 70 times a season when I'm out there fishing to where I really wonder if I got enough horsepower to run with this beast that's on the end of my line.
Now, if you were out there as a recreational angler and you weren't trying to land fish for your clients, would you go with lighter tackle?
I would. No, I don't think I would.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would. And the reason is because I'm a big advocate of catch and release on muskies. And I think when you go with the lighter tackle, you can catch the fish, but you play it so much to the point of diminishing return When it comes into the boat, the fish is literally dead. You know, there's no gas left at all in the thing to revive it. You could go on out there and set line class world records. I could if I wanted to, but I'm not that much of an egomaniac that says I have to go on and put my name in a record book because I can catch a 40-pound muskie and 10-pound test.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You're going to take 2.5 hours to play the fish, but yes, you did it, but now you took something good away from the gene pool.
What? How would you describe the fight of a big muskie? Is it like a big king salmon?
I would describe it best as northern pike on steroids.
So it's not the long, real screaming runs of a salmon. It's a shorter, more intense fight then?
Well, I start with some lines 5 feet behind the boat, right in the boat's prop wash, Mike, and I've had the fish take from that point right there with 5 feet behind the boat up to, I would guess, 150, 160 yards behind the boat, you know? So they, it's not a lot of short spurts, but they, it's power. It's power. It's just a lot of power when these fish hit it. They may run 50, 60 yards, stop and bulldog you a little bit, back and forth and dance around with you, and then decide they've had enough of this. They're going to go yank you back further and just keep going. I've hit some fish out there, Mike, to where I swear they had to be at the Renaissance Center to a convention last week, and I could never slow them up, you know? They just kept on going.
5 feet behind the boat. That amazes me that fish will come in and be that aggressive and hit the baits in your prop wash.
Right in the back of the boat. I mean, they're an opportunist. They're not afraid of boats. I mean, a lot of people think that the man is a natural enemy to muskies, but I used to ask in my seminars, what's the most natural enemy that any muskie has? And people would raise their hand and say, mankind. I say, that's not true, because if that fish knew what you wanted to do to him, he'd never come around the back of your boat.
Mm-hmm.
But they're an opportunist that likes to come in and pick on easy prey. They don't chase around a lot. They may follow and cruise after it. But the first little wiggly move that something makes and it's in the mood, that's a very keen place to disguise bigger baits anyway. They're going to nail that thing and take off with it in just a blink of an eye.
Well, and why should they be afraid of a boat, right? I mean, they don't have a natural.
They don't know what they are.
Yeah. I hate to start, you know, putting human characteristics on any kind of a critter. I think that's weird. We say they don't know what they are, but they certainly don't have any fear of them, because the only thing they have fear of is a bigger muskie, right?
That's it. That's the only thing they fear, is a bigger muskie.
What size fish are we talking, Don?
I would say they can range. Last year, we're getting fish. Some fish are well over 40 pounds. Now out in Lake St. Clair, that's coming. But on a good day fishing on Lake St. Clair, you should be seeing consistent numbers of, I'm going to give you consistency now, and I'm not going to advertise with a 40 fish day or anything, because everybody has one of those kind of days. But with consistency, I'd say 3 to 7 on a good day. And if the things are going well, we could probably see a lot more. And you should see in the range in that number between, I'm going to guess I've seen anything in good numbers and size range from 30 up to 54 inches, you know.
30 inches to 54 inches, multiple fish days are common.
That's not rare at all.
And how big is a 30-inch, or how many pounds, how much does a 30-inch muskie weigh?
Probably 7 or 8 pounds.
And you get up to the 50-inch?
50-inch, if you get them on up in there, you're probably ranging 32, anywhere between 27 to 32 pounds.
Yeah, but you guys really don't look at pounds. You do look at inches, don't you?
We do look at inches.
So what's, is 50 the magic number?
50 seems to be a magic number with a lot of muskie anglers across the nation. The biggest muskie I caught in my career was last year, and it was July 30th, and it was a one fish day, and it was 54 1/4 inches, and it was 47.6 pounds.
One fish, but it was over 54 inches.
That was it. That was it. And 47 pounds. So there's big kahunas out there for people to have, and that's one of those fish, Mike, where I swear that I didn't know if I had enough gears in this reel and line to stand up to this fish. A little 14-year-old boy caught it.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know? That's wonderful.
So I thought the rest of his life might be downhill muskie fishing.
Yeah.
But you can bet that when some of these fellas come to the boat and lose a big fish, come in, a 14-year-old kid catches them. What's the matter with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's just made for giving guys grief.
Yeah.
Now that 54-inch fish, I'm sure that you were able to. I don't want to say convince, but you suggested he put that fish back.
Oh, right? Yeah, the fish was back in the lake. It's not a state record, so there's no sense in taking the fish home and doing anything with it. I mean, we revived that fish. I got a 60-inch live well on the back of the boat now to support fish until they get feeling well and recovery, and then we take some pictures of them and put them back in the water, and they swim off the boat real good.
Does any fish get kept on your boat?
None. Walleyes do. If we hit walleyes, they will. Perch, if we catch a perch, I mean, they will. But perch don't bite musky baits. I mean, I do bass and walleye trips out there also, but it's probably 95% musky.
So what do you – I mean, when somebody books a charter with you, do they know up front they're not keeping these fish?
Yes, I tell them up front.
Okay.
There's no surprises.
Do you ever have a hard time reminding them that they already agreed to this? Like this 14-year-old kid who caught this 54-inch fish?
I don't think he had too much trouble returning the fish back to the lake. But yeah, I've had some times with some people that caught the fish, and it was the biggest fish they've caught in their career. And they said, come on, I got to keep this fish. I said, no. That was, we talked about this clearly before we came on the boat. There's no surprises. This fish has got to go back in the lake. It's like anything else. In deer hunting or any other thing that you'll do, it's about putting good things back in the gene pool. I want to put this fish back in the lake so we can see more babies and just let somebody else steal this thing again.
So you'll take pictures, you'll measure the fish. They go to their taxidermist with the dimensions and this picture. Taxidermist does a reproduction, and it looks just like the real fish.
Exactly. I think the graphites are nicer. Some of the fish that we catch look like a junkyard dog. They got one eye put out on them. There's scars on them. There's lamprey marks. There's stuff that you can't cosmetically repair.
Lampreys on muskies.
Yeah.
Ah. Don, hang tight. Listen, can you give me a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right, we're talking with Don Miller of millerssportfishing.com, the website millers-sportfishing.com, about the Lake St. Clair muskie fishery, arguably the best muskie fishery maybe in the world. And Don spends a lot of days out there every summer. We'll take a break. Lots more with Don Miller right here on Outdoor Magazine. While you're online, check out, of course, MikeDavidOutdoors.com, Facebook.com/Outdoor Magazine, but also Millers-Sportfishing.com. That's the website of Don Miller, who is a muskie charter captain on Lake St. Clair. Don, I'm saying it's the world's best muskie fishery. Is there any, I mean, can anybody reasonably dispute that?
Arguably, Lake St. Clair is one of the best muskie lakes in the entire world. There's no question. I mean, there's things that I know about, but I think you'd have to rate Lake St. Clair right in there with the others that I know about.
Is it the only one that is predominantly a trolling fishery?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that makes it unique there.
That makes it unique. People have traveled from around the country now that the Lake St. Clair muskie fishery has been taken off as a result of catch and release and fellows like myself with the strong book of ethics for catch and release. You know, these people have traveled from the deep south to come up to Lake St. Clair just to catch muskie.
Now, do they come here thinking they're going to cast like they do in Minnesota? Why do you guys not cast on Lake St. Clair, and why in Minnesota do they not troll like you guys do?
Well, I think in Minnesota, I think you have more of a series of smaller lakes where you have the land of 10,000 lakes in Minnesota and the dreams of one fish in 10,000 casts is that you can get your legendary fish, for lack of a better term, that may be living in a 500-acre lake. And if you get into that and start trolling there like you would in Minnesota, Wisconsin, then the legendary fish can be taken out very quickly by somebody that's got to have a fishing brain, okay? For some reason there, they want you to cast, and the lakes aren't as big as Lake St. Clair. A lot of boats that have come from Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, when they've come to Lake St. Clair, they've had no idea that this lake encompasses close to 640 square miles of open water. So there's a lot of room out there to move around, and in spite of all the pressure that's put on things, the fish has always survived, and it has been there. The more water to cover, the more proficient you are with covering more water, the more chances and opportunity you have by the end of the day to reach that 50-inch number, which is the magic number to a lot of musky fishermen.
Well, and trolling is such a productive way to catch fish. It's such a great way to cover water and look for aggressive fish.
Yes.
Don, if somebody books a trip with you, what can they expect? I mean, you half day, full day. Tell me about how things
work.
Well,
the rates, the half days are 4 hours, 6 hours, and 8 hours is what I do. The 4 hour trips will start right around $595, and we'll go up to $695 on the 8 hour trips. So, and that's for a group of one or five people. It's the same. And I like starting my days up, weather permitting, during the good summertime bites that occur, good daylight summertime hours, at around 11:30, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and staying out through the afternoon and into the early evening, and bringing the people back in just before, you know, around 8:30 in the evening on a day like that on a full day.
I really like what you just said. That's why I like walleye fishing. Walleye will bite in the middle of the day. This getting up at salmon for salmon fishing at 3:30 in the morning, I don't like this. So I think I like musky fishing.
Well, it catches a lot of muskies in through the middle of the day, but there's a science behind that, Mike. And the study that I've done and discussions and groups that I've been in is that I will debate that zooplankton is the beginning of sea life, and zooplankton becomes more visible in the middle of the day than any other time, which raises your bait fish up to the upper part of the water column, which is the draw for your predators up there also. I've, just to get off of the minute, I've heard a lot of walleye fishermen, you've heard this, you say, them old walleyes are down there sucking mud. They ain't going to bite. You know, the sun's too high. Did you ever think about raising your baits up to 4 or 5 feet under and catching the hot fish?
Yeah, that's what we do up here on the bay.
Hey, that's what I do. That's what I do. It works.
All right, Don, listen, have a good season. I will look for pictures. You know, you get pictures of these big fish, send them to me. We'll put them on the Facebook page, and I'll send you some audio files you can put on your website as well, millers-sportfishing.com. If you want to go musky fishing on Lake St. Clair, I can highly recommend Don Miller. I've been out with him several times, always caught fish, always had a great time, millers-sportfishing.com.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Don. Have a good season.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll take a break here on the Outdoor Magazine Show. When we come back, Tom Campbell of Woods and Water News. Last time we had Tom on, he was telling me the story of his successful turkey hunt. We'll check in and see what's in this latest edition of Woods and Water News coming up right here on Outdoor Magazine.